The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
With April just around the corner, many of us should be and will be bracing for increases in our mobile and broadband bills. So why is this annual hike now the norm? And is it possible to escape it and find better value? News Talk's technology correspondent Jess Kelly joins us now. It has become a thing, hasn't it? Every April.
It has. We've all had to just brace ourselves. And I think because the cost of things like broadband and TV, they're not cheap to begin with. So even a 3% increase does impact your pocket. I've been reading through and looking at some of the terms of service of many of the providers. So Air, Vodafone and Three, they're all going to see increases. It'll be in and around, say, a fiver a month is the average increase. And that does add up.
It certainly
does. You're talking,
does.
You know, especially a significant amount of time.
Everything else that's going on with energy and what's expected
there.
So you mentioned 3% there. Is that the standard increase every April?
So it is for Three, for example. So the mobile network Three, they raise their prices, what they say, in line with the inflation. So that is in and around 3%. Others, like Sky, for example, theirs is not tied to the inflation, but they are increasing their prices. So they're going to increase around 4.1%. So that's just shy of a fiver per month or just shy of €60 per month. Now, what Sky is saying is this increase doesn't impact you if you're already on, say if you joined 3 months ago and you're still on that introductory offer. This isn't going to impact you. But if you are what they dream of, which is a loyal customer, and you have been for quite a while, you are going to be impacted by this. It's the same across the board. Air, they're going up as well. It'll be around €6.50 per month from their point of view, and then Vodafone around €4.50 a month. So this is going to impact those big legacy brands that so many of us signed up to years ago and have never shimmied away from. We are going to see this increase.
Okay, Tesco, don't do it.
Tesco, now, so Tesco is interesting because Tesco is, it's not a traditional mobile network, it's a digital mobile network. So this is my top tip. If you are on one of the traditional mobile networks, that is Three, Vodafone, O2 back in the day, Meteor back in the day, all of those had bills. So you were paying, say, £60 a month, and perhaps you got a phone at a slightly cheaper price every 2 years. There are a lot of people who are still on those legacy plans. But now we have things like Tesco Mobile, we have GoMo, we have Clear Mobile, we have 48. And they are digital mobile networks. What that means is they offer the same connectivity, so you can get your calls, your texts and your data. But rather than having their own infrastructure, they piggyback off the legacy providers.
Gotcha.
So GoMo, for example, is Air's digital mobile network. And what they do is when GoMo launched in this country a number of years ago, they said, move over to us for $12.99 a month. And that price is fixed for life. You will not go over it unless you use more data, because in the fine print there is, but it's kind of 60 gigs or something bananas. But that's all you're going to pay. So if you are looking at your mobile phone bill, open your app there of your mobile network, see how much you're paying and do the maths. I had a friend who I managed to save her £75 a month by moving her from Vodafone to GoMo.
Become a consultant.
This is what I do. All my friends come, they say to me, come here, we have a little job for you now. Would you just, this is how I spend my life. But you can save
but
huge
what
money.
What happens if you need a new phone? And
you buy the phone outright. Mm. Now, that is not anybody's dream, particularly when you look at the new Samsung S24, the Ultra version, which is S26, it's now £1,500 for the Ultra, which is a huge amount of money. But again, I always refer people to buy a refurbished phone, better for the environment and better for your pocket. You can get an iPhone that was brand new 2 years ago, refurbed to a very high standard, comes with a charger in the box, you get a year warranty, and it could cost you, say, €400 rather than €900 to €1,000. So there are ways to do this. You just need to be like a little truffle pig and sniff out the deals.
Okay, so get your own phone, pay for your own phone, and go on a digital network. That's your tip there. Right, now, some questions coming in. This will be the last year an increase doesn't result in people being able to break your contract under the new government legislation. Is that a game changer, our listener asks?
It will be. So for those who don't know, at the moment, if you are in a contract, say you're in a 2-year contract, contract and you get this notification saying that your price is increasing,
yes,
you can then face penalties if you try to move at the end or before the end of your contract.
So they can break it by increasing the price.
They can change the terms.
You can't break it by moving.
By getting out. Now, this is going to change. This is something that has been under the spotlight over the last little while, particularly for the last number of years where these increases have been happening. So the government is looking to change this. What I would say is if you are one of the networks that has been impacted, and if you've been told that your bill is increasing, I would get on to ComReg. ComReg is the regulator for this sector. If you find that there is a better service that can give you the same or better speeds for less money, you should put your case forward because it is insanity. Now, I've spent a bit of time on ComReg this morning just looking at the map because they have this map where you can put in your air code and you can see the services that are available to you. And one of the issues that, you know, I live in Dublin and I have a limited number of service providers that can give me broadband where I live. Now, I'm not down at Bowereen in the back of nowhere. I'm, you know, not far from Sandyford.
You're in the sprawling metropolis.
I am, and I only have at the moment one network, one provider that can offer me connection. So that doesn't put me in a very strong position from a consumer point of view. So it's really important that before you move, before you pick up and file a complaint with ComReg or whomever it may be, if you go to ComReg and put in your air code and see what your options are, see what the providers are, see what the max speed you will get. The networks, when they are pushing out ads, you might have seen it around the place, you know, on bus stops and all the rest. They will say up to this speed.
Yes.
The up to is deadly. If you are right next to it and you're plugged directly in. But it's what you want to find out what the minimum you'll receive is and then what the maximum you can get at your location. It's also worth sussing out, are you going to get better value if you break up the bundle? A lot of people will get their TV and their broadband and a phone line all in the one bundle.
Mm-hmm. The phone line that you never use.
The phone line that you never use, but you're still paying plenty for. Sometimes you can get better value if you break it up. Also, it's worth, and you know, I mentioned the word loyalty at the top. It used to be that it paid to be loyal. That's not the case now. You actually get better value if you provider hop, if you can, every year or two. Because say if you're with provider A today, you move to provider B tomorrow. Next year, when that comes around, if you preferred the service that you received from provider A, you can go back. And in most instances, you can then avail of new customer discounts.
Yeah, you see, and I think you referred to this earlier, that the companies are relying on us not willing to move, just being too busy, don't want the hassle.
It's a pain in the face, yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely a pain in the face, which is why, like this listener who is paying €60 a month for their broadband, if they were a new customer, it would be €30 a month. So if they could get another company to provide them with that cheaper price and move, but you're saying, be careful before you start making the move that you are covered by somebody else in your area.
That you're covered and that they will also give you a proper service as well.
Okay, how does Now TV work, a listener would like to know. So that would be an alternative to having a subscription, would
exactly it? Exactly. So rather than paying for the Skybox or the Virgin Box or the Airbox, you pay a subscription to Now TV. Plans are around 15 quid a month. It's essentially like Netflix, but they have a lot of the Sky shows, the HBO shows and stuff like that. So between your Serviu box and then Now TV, you'd be able to access a lot of entertainment, but it depends on what your watching habits are. But I would say that it is a good alternative. Plus, it's also worth sitting down and looking at across the family, you know, between Netflix, Disney, Amazon, Now TV, the Now Sports package and all the rest. Are you better off moving to those subscriptions, cancelling them? So say when if you're watching, as I am at the moment, binge watching Grey's Anatomy, once I finish that binge watch, should I cancel the service that I'm watching that on Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to watch anything else on Disney Plus. Save my whatever it is, 15 quid a month for Disney Plus. But then I want to watch something on Night TV and then invest in that one. It takes a bit of work.
I did that. I cancelled loads of stuff. We wanted to watch Mrs. Doubtfire at the weekend. Mm. My heart was broken for about an hour and I eventually had to buy it on YouTube. To watch it. And I did. It was fine. But it took me a long time to find it. Now, if I'd still been subscribing to some of the other services, I would have had it at my fingertips. But there you go again, you know, convenience and all of that.
Yeah, but again, like within YouTube, that is a really good point as well. Like you can rent and you can buy films within YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think some of us have kind of fallen into the trap. It's the same thing we did with social media. We just rode along with it because the service was there for us.
Yes.
And we wanted it. But now, like, I often, because I'm a dork, sit down with a highlighter on my bank statement and I look at where my money is going and I think, what am I doing? It's bananas. Put some time aside over the next few days. Figure out who you're paying what. What services do you pay? What services do you actually use? What services do you want? Is there an alternative out there? And then make the move across.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.